You're listening to Bites Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media, the little itsy-bitsy water cooler bites, so you don't have to go searching for them. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery, built-in front pockets, a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, it's the lightning round. PBS going west. I didn't realize that PBS did not have any presence out there, the news hour, that they didn't have a presence out on the West Coast. I just took it for granted thinking that they did, because that is the whole issue of there's a big time difference between what happens on the East Coast and the West Coast.
This is public broadcasting.
And
PBS,
Judy Woodworth, I know you don't like public, but whatever.
Can I get up on my pulpit
now?
No,
you can't get up on the pulpit because this is a bite and that would take up the whole bite. But they're going to be hiring six people. They're doing a partnership with Arizona State University's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication.
Good group.
And this will allow them to do West Coast updates, a lot of things. This is kind of an interesting point here, Jimmy, is that we've talked about how fast the news, you know, the news cycle is now.
24/7 news.
Exactly.
Cycle, yeah.
It used to be that when you wrapped up your show on the East Coast, 3 hours later, it was pretty much the same, you know, newscast. It held unless there was a big breaking news story, and then you updated it.
Right.
Well, now in this Twitter age, you do your show, and then 3 seconds later, it's old.
Yeah.
And so they want to have a way to stay relevant and current. And so they're opening this news operation in Arizona so that they can adapt to and move with the times.
You know,
that's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. And I'm going to you went back. You said something that I have to jump on besides PBS.
Oh boy. Here we go.
You said the Twitter age.
Yes. Well, we're beyond that. Sorry. Okay. What do we call it? I know it's just a saying.
I understand. I get it's a saying, but why is it Twitter age? I mean, if I'm not using Twitter, am I missing out on something? Because I've been trying to look at it again.
I don't
look
think
at the
you're missing out on
and
it.
See all the garbage
well,
and
what
the
do you
comments
want me to call
of people.
It? What do you want me to call it?
It's 2019. It's the 21st century.
Right.
Things happen so fast in the 21st century.
I know. I want to tag it with something. Modern tech. It's the it's a Steve,
mobile.
Steve,
call it the mobile.
Oh, that's boring. Steven's raising his hand. What do you like?
Millennial age.
Millennial age.
Oh, God. They want to own the millennial
now they
age.
Want to, now he wants to own what
well,
we call it.
Actually, that follows the definition of a millennial who believes that, okay, I finished my college. It's time for me to get a job. I should be running the company by now.
Yeah, and I should get something called after me.
Right.
Which
There's
is
no such thing as dues paying anymore.
Oh, my goodness. These kids. Okay. lightning shot. Hey, this lightning shot. Did you take a look? Steve, maybe can we post this on our site when we post the
video?
I post the video. Oh, you post it. Okay.
Yeah, but I'd have to find this image.
Well, it's right there.
It.
It's right there.
Okay.
It's in the link of the story.
Right.
Have you read the story?
Yes.
So this is pretty fascinating. It is this guy who's a photographer who decides he wants to get the killer shot. Almost.
Right.
You know,
the money
literally.
Shot. Make the it the money shot.
Well, it could have been the killer shot.
Right. I understand that too, because it's what the subject he was trying to capture.
Exactly.
Is uncontrollable.
Uncontrollable.
Right.
He was out. He's in Southern California. There was this amazing lightning storm going on out there. And the dude stands like at the end of a pier or a dock or something.
Holding a metal stick.
He's standing there with all of the things. There's this metal tripod and a camera. The ground is wet. He's around salt water. There's lightning everywhere. And really all he needs is just to give his last will and testament before he goes, right?
Pretty much.
But he doesn't. He survives it, and it's an amazing photograph of multiple lightning strikes coming down. It's unbelievable. I thought it's not that often that we, you know, sort of go crazy over one photo. And this is one that I really like.
And think about it. It could end up in my classroom someday when I do the assignment of a picture says 1,000 words.
And that one did.
Please show me 1,000 words that will describe what I'm looking at here.
Yeah. No, definitely. That one is a keeper. And
okay.
So it was worth a bite.
I got a bite.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, bite.
And it has a lot to do with the fact that I'm a co-host on this show. And I have been engage with a lot of conversation about culture and mm-hmm. that I really have kind of blocked out in my world
yeah.
in many ways. I'm talking about R. Kelly. No, I'm talking about R. Kelly.
He's an uncult. Yeah,
I didn't even know who the hell he was you brought him up
to me. You don't know like half the people who are musicians or anything like that.
Well, again, I'm living in the 70s. Okay. I get it. 70s and 80s, that's where my music taste is, and I love listening to it. And I guess what? I get to pay $8 a month to iTunes or whatever, and I listen living to whatever the hell I want to do.
Living in the 70s and 80s.
Right, absolutely. Okay. And I do like over-the-air radio still because I listen to sports talk radio. And I listen to my jocks. There's still some jocks
what?
Out there.
I like over the air radio with an antenna that's made out of metal that sticks above my car.
That
and
I'm holding,
off and it goes
that I'm holding at the end of the dock
during
a
lightning storm. Anyway,
point,
R. Kelly.
I have no idea. R. Kelly did an interview with CBS this morning, right?
Right.
And he denied all the stuff that had been part of that.
Right. And he apparently had like two ex-girlfriends who were supporting him. For what it's worth, and said that the others are just out for money.
Look, know what? Money is a singular theme through a lot of these embarrassing things that have happened
That's
to
correct.
People over the last few weeks, months,
right.
and years. Michael Jackson, his new documentary, the new documentary that was out about yes. him has caused a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
And these
documentaries
guys,
are stirring up a lot of things.
Yes, well, yeah. because they're actually truthful there, it's a story
right.
that you're actually telling a story from a different perspective than it was what is perceived out there as the truth.
And I can even jump on that, Jimmy. I think it's not only doing that, but it's taking a lot of pieces of the stories that have been told over decades
yep.
and putting them in one place. And oftentimes you can see something and it upsets you. You can see it again. It can upset you. But it doesn't really drive you, you know, to the next level until you see all those pieces together. It's like a puzzle, right? A piece can be interesting, but once you put it all together, it's like, oh, that's the picture. And it's a disturbing picture that we're getting.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely. And look, you know, this is a he said, she said, and
right.
then she
and
said, he said.
And we don't want to jump to conclusions here. We'll let the process play out or whatever.
Oh, but didn't we start off our first episode today talking about judgment and how
yes.
we all judge
we
each
all
other?
Judge, yes, and we judge in
so
this as well.
Did you see him yelling and jumping up and down and looking at the camera and
Gail
saying,
was,
I didn't
was
do
calm.
It?
And
Gail
was
very
calm.
Calm, which is obviously a very
yes.
challenging thing to do.
No, well, but it's helped her now.
Was it believable?
No. I don't believe a single thing. There's been a lot of garbage out there about him over time. By garbage, I mean like bad stuff said about him, which is probably, there are allegations. So it's not as if it's someone who we've never seen any of this happening and all of a sudden it comes out of nowhere. This has been an ongoing problem with him. And
yes.
so, but we'll let the courts do the courts. Right now, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with child payment or something like that.
He hasn't
paid. Right now, why he was arrested and placed behind bars was because he was he hadn't paid child support. So
well,
that's the latest
that is
one.
A jailable offense.
Yes, it is.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes, it is.
So I have no problem with that.
No,
okay.
It is.
That
exactly.
being, you know, but again.
But he apparently has no money. Who knows?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Oh, I love that when I hear that,
yes.
by the way. Yeah, I have to go back to my $8 million house, but I have no money.
Yeah, I have
okay.
no money.
Right.
Although those guys do lose their money.
I understand. We all do.
Remember, too legit to quit. What's his name?
You don't have to have
he
success.
Lost all his
by
money.
The way, you don't have to have a lot of success to lose money. I just want to say. Just throwing that out there, okay? You don't really
yes.
have to, you know.
No, all you have to have is $2 and you lose $2.
If you don't understand, right, if you don't have savings, then you're going to just spend all your money.
And bring a big posse along,
right.
you will lose all your money.
I got to ask a question about your career in a similar situation. I want to ask you, you know how the camera loves emotion.
Yes.
Have you ever been in an interview where you had to deal with a subject like R. Kelly did, who
yeah.
literally broke down, looked at the camera, and pleaded to the camera, i.e. the audience,
yeah.
that, hey, I didn't do these things. These are lies. Did you?
Yeah.
In other words, were you ever where Gail was?
No, well, not at that level.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember doing something live, but locally, I mean, I've done interviews with people who were emotional, either saying, you know, I'm innocent. You know, people coming, we did a lot of these people coming out of courthouses and you do an interview with them.
Where their emotions are about as raw
exactly.
as, because they've had to be quiet
and,
for
right.
an entire time. Now they go
and
out on
rarely
the steps.
Rarely does anyone say, yes, I did it. I'm guilty of sin. You know, that's probably happened once.
Right.
Most of the time they're saying I didn't do it, and it turns out that they did. And speaking about Gail King, she's been in the news as well beyond just the interview, but CBS apparently is trying to lock her in because there, as you know, there's a lot of scuttlebutt about shakeup at CBS because their ratings have not been, you know, big secret there. The ratings have always been in the tank, but they are having problems with their nightly news program with Jeff Glor, who used to be in the Boston area. And the morning show, there are rumors about changes there, but Gail is sort of seen as this person who people like. Right. And she's gotten a couple of big, really big interviews recently, R. Kelly being one of them. So apparently there's this big ongoing effort to lock her into what will potentially be the largest contract of any single individual at CBS. And over 12 to $15 million are the rumors per year. I'll take that.
I was going to say, I'm all for sharing the wealth that the broadcast networks make a lot of money still to this day.
They do.
And the talent that are driving the audience should be compensated in the manner, and especially females versus males.
Right.
Okay? That female anchors versus male anchors, look at the differences in the salaries that they've had over the years.
I think over the years. It's changing now.
It is. Well, like, again, the Me Too movement and among other things, people are saying, no, that's not right, you know?
Yeah.
And look.
But I think in general, a lot of the big ticket anchor salaries are dropping. So, you know, the question is, will it drop to the point? Will there still be that disparity as it continues to drop? Then one final thing, and this is, again, I want to make it clear, these are just salacious allegations, but Warner Media is the CEO is being investigated for allegations that he had an inappropriate relationship with this actress, and then people around the actress apparently tried to force the company, Warner Brothers, to actually put her in some movies.
Men behaving badly.
Yes, allegations.
It should almost be a weekly thing. We could have men behaving badly.
Right.
Just walk up and down. There's a million of them all the time.
Right.
And by the way, it is International Women's Day as we record this. And I am already on record as saying, I get that females are the superior sex. I do not debate that.
It's the reason you are actually a female.
Exactly. And by the way, damn proud of it.
Yes,
darn
you
it.
Are. Yes,
you know,
you are.
Because,
yes,
you know, they could do something I'll never be able to do, which is have a child. And they also have incredible intuition. They listen a lot better than we do.
Yes.
And they even though they are emotional, more emotional beings.
Yeah.
I think that they're actually getting more and more confident about expressing their emotions instead of suppressing them. And I respect that.
I'm glad you had that closing sermonette
for snuck it in, didn't
a hat tip
Reverend
to women.
Jimmy says,
Reverend
yes!
Jimmy.
All right.
Okay, another exciting day, another exciting podcast. Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast along with us. We know you enjoyed it, because we certainly did. Share it. Keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.